Hello and welcome to the World Transformation Movement's Freedom Essay Series. I'm Tim McCartney-Snake and this is Freedom Essay 48. R.D. Lang's fearlessly honest descriptions of the human condition, written by Jeremy Griffith, 2017. In Freedom, the End of the Human Condition, it is finally explained that far from being the flawed, banishment-deserving, bad, even evil creatures we have for so long been portrayed as, humans are actually the heroes of the story of life on Earth, and so extraordinarily wonderful that we could be considered divine beings. This breakthrough redeeming explanation of the human condition is also presented in The Interview and Video or Freedom Essay 3. And in fact, the human race has always believed that one day it would find this redeeming understanding of ourselves. But the tragic reality was that until we found that relieving insight, we had no choice but to block out and deny any condemning truth about ourselves. Metaphorically, we had to hide in Plato's cave of darkness. We couldn't accept any implication that we were bad when we believed that one day we would explain that we weren't bad. Since searching for that relieving understanding unavoidably led us to becoming extremely upset, angry, egocentric, and alienated, it makes sense that we have had to employ a great deal of blockout or denial of just how upset we became. To keep with the analogy, we have had to hide very deep inside Plato's cave of darkness. See The Great Guilt That Causes the Deaf Effect and Video or Essay 11 for analysis of Plato's cave allegory. It follows then that it would be a bold person indeed who would venture outside the cave and face the exposing and confronting light of truth and admit the full extent of how upset we humans really are and how estranged from our original innocent, instinctive, soulful, true selves we have become. But that is exactly what the great Scottish psychiatrist R.D. Lang did. Lang is one of the most quoted thinkers in my books and essays about the human condition, and for good reason, because Lang admitted how profoundly estranged or alienated we humans have become, almost completely blocked off from the truth of the extent of our self-corruption and from the truth of the amazing and wonderful, soulful real world that we lost access to when we had to start living deep inside Plato's dark cave. See Freedom Essay 21 for explanation of how we acquired our original instinctive moral soul. Incredibly revealing ceremonial tribal masks are included in Freedom Essay 43 to help illustrate just how upset and alienated humans have now become, while Freedom Essay 44 includes similarly revealing paintings by Francis Bacon and Edvard Munch. However, when it comes to written descriptions of our condition, only a rare few in human history have managed to be as honest as Lang. Ronald David R.D. Lang, who lived from 1927 until 1989, was, as mentioned, a psychiatrist, and spent his entire life treating mental illness. Core to his approach was the belief that insanity could be understood, because it was, as he famously said, a perfectly rational adjustment to an insane world. Such honesty led to Lang being regularly referred to as a prophet, for example, in Life magazine in October 1971. However, he was regarded as a maverick within his profession, at loggerheads with a medical orthodoxy that considered mental illness ununderstandable and was content to medicate patients and consign them to asylums. In defiance of the orthodoxy, and indeed of the whole world of denial, Lang cultivated this honesty about our insane world, and the resulting transparency of the falseness of the world around him eventually led him to a state of lonely despair, where he self-destroyed with alcohol, drugs, and reckless behaviour, and eventually died of a heart attack. In his 1994 biography, R.D. Lang, A Biography, Adrian Lang described his father's circumstances 18 months before his death in August 1989 thus. He was 60 years old, the father of a newborn baby with no reliable income, no home, a serious drinking problem, and a debilitating feeling of depression bordering on despair. Despite his honesty leading him to a state of very lonely despair, it did allow him to describe the human condition as clearly as anyone who has ever lived. For example, he wrote, "We are dead, but think we are alive. We are asleep, but think we are awake. We are dreaming, but take our dreams to be reality. We are the halt, lame, blind, deaf, and the sick, but we are doubly unconscious. We are so ill that we no longer feel ill, as in many terminal illnesses. We are mad, but have no insight into the fact of our madness." And "our alienation goes to the roots. The realization of this is the essential springboard for any serious reflection on any aspect of present interhuman life. We are born into a world where alienation awaits us. We are potentially men, but are in an alienated state. The ordinary person is a shriveled, desiccated fragment of what a person can be. As adults, we have forgotten most of our childhood, not only its contents, but its flavour. As men of the world, we hardly know of the existence of the inner world. The condition of alienation, of being asleep, of being unconscious, of being out of one's mind, is the condition of the normal man. Between us and it, our true selves or soul, there is a veil which is more like 50 feet of solid concrete. Deus absconditus, God has absconded, or, more precisely, we have absconded from God or the integrative ideals. The outer, divorced from any illumination from the inner, is in a state of darkness. We are in an age of darkness. The state of outer darkness is a state of sin, that is, alienation or estrangement from the inner light. We are all murderers and prostitutes. We are bemused and crazed creatures, strangers to our true selves, to one another." In describing just how complete our alienation had become, it is notable how closely Lang's words echo those of the biblical prophet Isaiah, who was Plato-like in his honesty about how much the human race has been living in darkness, saying, "Justice is far from us, and righteousness does not reach us. We look for light, but all is darkness. For brightness, but we walk in deep shadows. Like the blind, we grope along the wall, feeling our way like men without eyes. Truth is nowhere to be found." Isaiah was equally forthright about the extent of our now horrendously upset condition when he wrote, "From the sole of your foot to the top of your head, there is no soundness. Only wounds and welts and open sore. Your country is desolate. The faithful city has become a harlot. She once was full of justice. Righteousness used to dwell in her. And the world languishes and withers. The earth is defiled by its people. They have disobeyed the laws, become divisively rather than integratively behaved. In the streets, all joy turns to gloom. All gaiety is banished from the earth. And this people's heart has become calloused, alienated. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes." Hence the problem of the deaf effect described in Video OSA 11. Not content to merely chronicle the all-enveloping age of darkness in which we dwelt, Lang was also remarkable in his realization that what was needed was to find the source reason for the madness and suffering that his honesty allowed him to see so clearly. Indeed, Lang realized that finding understanding of the human condition was the most urgent and important task facing humanity. He wrote, "The requirement of the present, the failure of the past, is the same: to provide a thoroughly self-conscious and self-critical human account of man. Our alienation goes to the roots. The realization of this is the essential springboard for any serious reflection on any aspect of present interhuman life. We respect the voyager, the explorer, the climber, the spaceman. It makes far more sense to me, as a valid project, indeed as a desperately, urgently required project for our time, to explore the inner space and time of consciousness. Perhaps this is one of the few things that still makes sense in our historical context. We are so out of touch with this realm, so in denial of the issue of the human condition, that many people can now argue seriously that it does not exist. It is very small wonder that it is perilous indeed to explore such a lost realm." In a 1989 documentary, "Didn't You Used to Be R.D. Lang?" that was produced toward the end of his life, Lang reiterated the urgency of this task. "I would like to be able to explore the reaches of the human mind, heart and soul, find out what we are doing here, where we have come from, where we are going to, etc., etc., etc. I would like to spend the next time that I have got before I die enjoying that exploration without any contention." Tragically, he was too spent and weary to finish that exploration. However, it is this thoroughly self-conscious and self-critical human account of man that has at last been found. And you will know this account is the true explanation of our condition, because it is based on the essential springboard of recognition that our conscious mind is deeply psychologically troubled, that we are a psychotic and neurotic, immensely alienated species. Lang's phrase about our alienation being like 50 feet of solid concrete is amongst the most used phrases in all of my writing. But it needs to be emphasized here that while humans have been as torturously alienated as Lang observed, this is not the full story about humans. As has been stressed throughout these essays and across all of my work, the greater truth is that humans have also been the most courageous, heroic, successful, and meaningful creatures to ever exist on Earth. We are not the awful beings we appeared to be. Rather, given the magnificence of our fully conscious mind, nature's greatest invention, and all the injustice we humans have had to endure for some 2 million years, we fully deserve to be considered divine beings. Here ends Jeremy Griffith's essay. You've been listening to Freedom Essay 48, which you can read by clicking on the Read Essay button on your device or by going to the WTM homepage at www.humancondition.com, where all the essays and videos can be found. To learn more about a topic that was raised in this podcast, please go to the written version of the essay, because it includes references to other relevant Freedom Essays, as well as the sources of any quotes used. You can watch Jeremy Griffith present the breakthrough redeeming explanation of the human condition in The Interview. For a fuller explanation, read Chapter 3 of Freedom, and for a summary presentation of the key instinct versus intellect explanation, watch video or Freedom Essay 3. You can also read more about the extent of our denial in The Great Guilt That Causes a Deaf Effect. The irreverent honesty of R.D. Lang is also mentioned in the previous Freedom Essay 47, Humour and Swearing Explained. These essays were created in 2017 to 2022 by Jeremy Griffith, Damon Isherwood, Fiona Cullen Ward, and Bronnie Fitzgerald of the Sydney WTM Centre. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape. Thanks for listening.